Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Aristotle said that. Hi, I'm Dave Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 41. How are you doing? How are you? Thank you for taking the time to listen. Pardon my voice, a little something's going on in the air, and of course, allergies are right behind it. Episode 41 is about Great to Follow's rule number 19, be patient. See, when it comes to being a great follower, a great leader, a great boss, a great business owner, you cannot expect it to happen in a hurry. It being recognition, reward, or advancement, you must be patient. I know no one wants to hear those words, be patient. It's easier said than done, right? Unfortunately, there is no shortcut to be a great follower or a great leader. You have to pay your dues. Everyone before you did it, and everyone after you will do it. They and you have no choice. It is just the way it is. It's the way it has always been done. It will always be this way, and there are no shortcuts to take to make it happen without paying your dues. See, paying your dues means you are in it for the long haul. You cannot half-ass your approach or commitment to becoming better than what you are. If you half-ass it, achieving greatness will not take you twice as long. You just will not achieve it at all. Paying your dues means you have to work for yourself to promote yourself. You will have to be careful that you do not come off as too cocky, too arrogant, or too full of yourself. Just be yourself. By putting in the work and learning your craft, you will be well on your way to greatness. It will not be an overnight trip. The journey may be long, cold, and arduous, but to get to where you want to go, you still have to take that road. It's going to be a long and bumpy road, but you can make it. While you're on your way, there may come a time when you are recognized for the hard work you're putting in or for the skills you are demonstrating in your craft, and that's fantastic. That's good. And while you have caught someone's attention, now you have to do all you can to keep it. Never rest on your laurels because you are far from making it. There are people that see a little sign of life and think, no. They assume that they've made it. Nothing could be further from the truth. See, they are the ones that will rest on their laurels only to have their feet kicked out from underneath them. Then they have to struggle that much more to get back to the initial level of recognition. Hopefully they will remember that they keep moving onward and upward. Otherwise, they will enter a cycle of climbing up the mountain and then falling down that mountain and repeating the process because they make the same mistake again and again. They may never break out of that cycle. So you, don't be that person. Do not get caught up in any of that. Those that spotted you will quickly move on to the next person that shows signs of life quicker than refreshing your Twitter feed. Seriously, they'll move on. They're not going to wait around. Oh, he stumbled. Well, we'll come back to him later. Guess what? They don't come back to you later. Every organization expects its leaders to find those diamonds in the rough, those hidden gems. When they find those diamonds in the rough, the leader is then expected to acknowledge them and see if they can polish that diamond into something that becomes an asset. If your leader gives you recognition, do not let any of that recognition go to your head. Stay focused and stay the course. Remember, being on their radar does not mean that the key to the executive washroom is one pat on the back away. Mm-mm, no. Any recognition you receive will be an attempt you will accept, but with a heartfelt thank you. That's all you should do, other than to keep doing what I've always been doing and keep moving forward. Keep working, and above all, keep improving. Please, do that, and before you know it, your recognition will turn into appreciation and then into advancement. And advancement within the organization is not without its own caveats. Advancement may be long in coming and might actually be the purest form of being patient. Advancement in any organization is typically not dispensed on a regular basis. The military, state agencies, and in the private sector all have that in common. Sure, there are some quote-unquote career ladders, but for the most part, Most organizations have built-in objectives that must be met before anyone can be considered for promotion. This is where patience is critical. Think about the following, and this is truth. This is the truth. A second lieutenant in the United States Army will typically see their junior enlisted men, those under his command, promoted once, twice, or even three times before that lieutenant sees his own promotion to first lieutenant. Talk about being patient. That is also the case in the private and public sector. Senior staff may go years without a promotion or even a pay raise in favor of ensuring the lower level staff get something. An organization that would just as soon give pay raises to the members of the top tier before paying the ones on the front lines is an organization that is setting a very bad example for its followers and for future leaders. It's an organization you do not want to be a part of. If an organization is strictly in it for the top people and don't worry about the bottom people, there is something fundamentally wrong at the very top. And there's no two ways around it. It's true. While your senior leadership is getting promoted, getting paid more, getting more bonuses, and the bottom, the frontline staff are getting nothing, what does that say? They don't appreciate who they've got working for them. And that, my friends, is very bad for business. No matter how you look at it. Oh, well, you know, the CEO, he started the company or she started the company. Yeah, they started the company, but they've got other people that put them where they are now that they can afford to have that recognition or that bonus or that pay increase. What about those people? So spread the wealth when you can, share it when you can. It's also an organization that does not have a future. That is very true. So very true. If they're all worried about their jobs at the top, and not worried about what's going on at the bottom, that organization is not going to be around for a long time. Of course, there will be times you will have to wait a long time before any formal recognition comes your way. If available, take advantage of the company perks. They are there for a reason, and they are there to be used. Otherwise, why have them? If there is criteria that has to be met by you or any employee before having access to those benefits, then guess what? That's right, you have to be patient, meet the goals or objectives, and just get it done. Be patient. As humans in the 21st century, patience is not something we gravitate towards naturally. In all actuality, we hate it. We truly despise it. Everything around us is either instant on, always on, or never closes. Our phones encourage the disdain of patience. Our smartphones connect us to almost any place on the planet. A few finger swipes, and before you can blink, the time, temperature, and weather forecast for Tegel Airport in Berlin, Germany appears on your handheld device. You don't have to be in Germany to get it, to find out what it is. No matter how you look at it, you have to keep doing your best, and you have to do it for as long as it takes. Then, when the time comes, the reward and recognition and advancement will be well worth it. As I started this podcast with a quote from Aristotle, I felt it was the perfect quote for what you want when it comes to being a follower and a leader. Understand reward and advancement does not necessarily mean more money or the corner office. Typically, it means being recognized for who you are and what you have become. It means people look to you for guidance. It also means people respect you and your opinions. And it most certainly means you are a recognized leader. Now, if they want to pay you and give you a corner office, then never forget to say please and thank you. Everybody, I'm Dave Guerra. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. This has been episode number 41 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Until next time, talk to you real soon.